a strange trip down memory lane, because most of the day has been taken up not by my memories being recounted, but by me asking questions to a particular individual who has many memories of my past that I couldn't possibly recall because I was just too young. They tell me that they held me in their hands. I was that small. And I'm now sat outside of number 5 Stockton Road, Coventry. Sat in my car. There's a conversation going on outside. I'm not quite sure of the language. And this is the first family home that I lived in. I was born in Walsgrave Hospital, and I've never actually had a look at this house. I've lived in quite a few different places. I don't know how many is normal for a person, but this is the first house, and it was only for a short period of time, I think. Maybe less than a year, maybe a year, that we lived here. My mother, my grandmother, and my grandfather. And apart from kind of a, I don't know what you call it, what do you call it when you plaster the outside of a house? A rendering. Apart from a smooth rendering over the brick, the front is, and of course double glazed windows, probably pretty much the same as it was back then, because there's nothing really else to change. There's a tiny bit of a space that a bin will fit into, and a brick wall, and then you're onto the pavement. I'm parked just over the way, and it's a terraced house, one of 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's on the right hand side of the middle. The back, now I have false memories of the back of the house because it was one of those kind of courtyardy small brick floored spaces, and there's a picture of me in a pram given, I now find, by a woman called Annie, who I've been chatting to today. And, I've just seen the owner of the house come home. I did knock the door. Oh, no, they're coming out. They didn't answer the door when I knocked it. I don't blame them. Some weird guy standing in the street taking photos. She's an Asian lady, and she's wrapped in a blanket because the wind is blowing somewhat at the moment. And, I was standing in the street taking photos for my own memories, and for a little project where I'm trying to photograph every house I've lived in. And I thought, hang on, this is going to look well dodgy, especially in what looks like such a tight-knit community. So, he says, alarms going off around me. And so I popped up to the door and rang the bell. The bell might not be working. The light was coming on. But maybe I should have just knocked the door and maybe she would have answered. I'm going to come back in the daytime, actually, because it's getting dark now, because I would love to be able to see if it's possible to get round the back. The backs of these houses met straight onward with the backs of other houses. That's where the toilets used to be. They look heavily extended out now. I mean, there must be nothing left of a garden. And there were alleyways linking all of the backs of the houses, and you could go down the side. I can see where you could have gone down the side here, but a lot of the side alleyways are now they have bars or locks in the area. Some of the signs around here are in Arabic, and that's how multinational this area has become. But even back in the 70s, well, my grandfather was Ukrainian and my grandmother was Italian, so already quite multinational there. And this was their first house that they managed to buy, having kind of met and having lived in hostels. Would this have been the house that my mother was born in? I don't know. 1950s? Possibly. I don't know. It's hard to go back that far with nobody being around anymore. But it is a fascinating... For me, sorry for dragging you through this. For me, it's a fascinating trip down memory lane. I popped into the butcher's here on the corner of the Stockton Road, and it looks very well established as an Arabic butcher's, and it's like there's trotters, massive trotters, and ox tails, and piles of chickens, and literally And I said, how long has this been a butcher's? He said, oh, forever as far as I know. I said, would it have been a butcher's in the 70s? He said, oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. So it's kind of interesting to get your bearings. I don't have many photos of this area or this part of my life and kind of get a feel. So I went to the local food shop and sat down and just ate on the corner too. I might never come back, but just to take up the ambiance. I've got my photos now. And how weird would I find it if someone just rocked up on my doorstep and said, hello, I was pretty much born in this house. Can I have a look around the back? I probably wouldn't necessarily trust them initially. I don't know. I think I'd be very interested and curious in their story. Yeah. So that's me in Coventry once again. Fascinating day. I've learned so much and I've got some incredible stories about my late mother from one of her best friends. And yeah, it's been really, really worth the trip out. I felt like crap this morning, very little sleep, and I'm glad that I drove over and now I'm going to negotiate the rush hour journey back. Is it important to fill in these spaces? Is it necessary to have a deeper sense of your origins and where you're from? Maybe. If you ask questions continually of those around you, the elders of your tribe who have the answers, then you probably won't be in the ever so slight pickle I am in right now, trying to decipher some of the past. And it's like being in a detective story where you are one of the main characters, and I can see why people take their ancestry, that's better. So seriously, but this is a lot closer to home for me. I'm a lot closer to what was home right now. Thanks for listening.